One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
Discover God's plan for you and walk in the light of it. And don't let those things that are not consistent with your aeon. I refuse to permit things that are not consistent with my aeon. I walk in excellence. I think excellent thoughts. That's why I don't have stupid dreams. I walk in excellence. It's our calling in Christ. It's our calling. I'm going to read some scriptures to you right now, because this month you've got to practice it. You've got to practice it. Practice walking in excellence. You got to. Let me read to you from Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17. Let's begin reading from there. Oh, boy. Wow. Look at this. It's a long portion I'm going to read to you, because, see, there's so much in here, and if I just read them to you, I wouldn't even need to explain, because they're just self-explanatory. Watch. He says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness." See that? The way the non-Christian lives. He tells us not to live like others who don't know the Lord. They have given themselves, he says, over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But look at this. Ye have not so learned Christ. See? In Christ, we have a different life. We have an excellent life. Look at the next part. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the former way of life, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. He's talking about the character of your mind. Be renewed in the character of your mind. Don't have the same old mind that had dirt and wickedness. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Look at that. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. See, you may be angry about something. He says, but don't sin by letting your anger continue. It says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Next. Neither give place to the devil. Because that's, see, if you continue in your anger, you're going to open up to the devil. So he says, don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole, I'm talking about practicing what? Excellence. Let him that stole steal no more. See, you were doing things the wrong way. Stop. Stop. This month, you got to stop. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. He says, become a giver. Don't steal anymore. Become a giver. I love that. Look at the next thing. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See that? You want to live the excellent life is given you. Because that's what you have. That's the character. That's the quality of your spirit. That's the quality of your personality. Don't let the wrong thing be manifested in you. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Oh, boy. What happens to people when they hear from you? What happens when you talk? What happens? What happens? What happens? What happens when you talk? Do they get a lift? Is grace ministered unto them? Look, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And those who hear you receive grace. Your words minister grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at the next thing. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. There are people who live in a way that is grieving to the Holy Ghost. Think about it. What's your life like? Are you living in a way that grieves the Holy Spirit? Here's what the Bible says. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In the Old Testament, they vexed his spirit. They grieved the spirit. And the Bible says, then he turned to fight against them. Do you ever want the Holy Spirit to be at war with you? I'm sure you don't want that. That'll be a fight you can never win. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Look at the next verse. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Hey, I'm thinking, you want to walk in excellence. To walk in excellence, you can't have this in your life. You can have bitterness, no bitterness, no wrath, no anger and clamor and evil speaking. Don't speak evil of anybody. It says, let all of this be put away from you with all malice. You got to practice this. Practice it. This month of October, practice it. Practice it. It's your month of excellence. Let's keep reading. Got a few more verses. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Yes, be forgiven. Be forgiven. Next verse. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. That means imitators. The word is mimetes. Mimetes means to be an imitator. Copy God, he says. Copy him as dear. It actually means dearly beloved children. Look at the next verse. And walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Wow. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. See, that's the life of the non-Christian. That's the life of the one who's ignorant of God. That's the life of the one who hasn't received this eternal life. Not for you, a child of God. He says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. He says, now you're a saint of God. Look at the next verse. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Did you ever hear some people getting into some kind of jesting? Very uncomfortable, inconvenient, inconvenient. Filthiness, foolish talking. It says, instead of that, you should have what? Giving of thanks. Look at the next verse. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Don't let anybody tell you that these things don't matter. He says, let no one deceive you. Because of these things, he says, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Next verse. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. And finally, look at what it says in verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. You used to be darkness. That's what it means. That's sometimes there in the King James. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. He says, now you are light in the Lord. Wow. I am light in the Lord. I am lambent, luminous. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father that's in heaven. Glory be to God. I want you to pray wherever you are right now and use the words as I've shared with you. Say those things that are consistent with what I've just shared with you and declare who you are in Christ. Declare his work and purpose in your life. Declare it. State it. Say it with your mouth. Establish it. Because the word of God is truth. Declare it. Declare who you are. You have an excellent spirit. You're called and chosen of God. You're going to have to serve God with your life in the right way. Keep praying. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.